Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Michigan to talk about lemonade. It is so hot right now where I am and in other places all around the world. Summer heat waves are dangerous and need to be taken seriously. Hydration is key, and one sweet summer sip is a nice glass of lemonade. I don't know if that is technically the most efficient form of hydration. I don't actually know what lemons do. I don't think they dehydrate you. Regardless, lemonade is a summer staple, and setting up a lemonade stand is a classic child summer activity. It teaches entrepreneurial skills, the basics of food service, and provides a reasonably priced service to the local community. What is there not to like? Well, if you are a local health department, you may not love the basically zero oversight over preparing the lemonade, and potentially this lemonade stand could also be an unpermitted business. Recently in Michigan, a House Bill 6007 unanimously passed the state house, which I think is probably a rare occurrence nowadays, but it basically says kids can have a lemonade stand without permits or fees. That seems like a very good piece of legislation. Other states like Georgia and Texas have already passed similar legislation, and here's hoping that the Michigan Senate will also pass it and turn it into law. One part of this bill that made me chuckle is that for a lemonade stand to qualify, it has to earn less than $5,000 a year, which seems totally reasonable. If you're pulling in that kind of cash, first off, congratulations. Second, you've gone well beyond the standard roadside lemonade stand. That's a full-blown business. Three brothers, Ethan, Seth, and Jonathan, were the main instigators of this law. They ran a lemonade stand called Triple M Goods near a farmer's market and were recently told they would need to pay a $57 permit every 2 weeks. They reached out to their representative, and this new bill was born. So sort of a two-parter here. I love hearing about young people participating in the democratic process, and young people should be able to practice business skills selling lemonade on the side of the road. I, for one, fully acknowledge that if I'm drinking lemonade from a kid on the sidewalk, it might not have been prepared in a fully disinfected professional kitchen. I expect grass clippings and dirty hands to have sort of fallen in it when they were mixing up all the ingredients. Heck, they might have even drank some out of the pitcher before they poured it in my cup. I take that risk personally, and I think the pros outweigh the cons on this one. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.